Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Hey guys, tonight's burning questions. Did Carrie Underwood commit the ultimate award show mistake?
First, I want to say that I'm a dummy.
Will Lori Loughlin take Pilates in prison?
We're going to start with pedicures, then stop by this art gallery.
And what's worse, being cheated on or losing all of your money?
Are you kidding me?
Slide into bed with us and let's get started. Welcome to Nightly Pop, the world leader in award show fails and open marriage advice. Nina Hunter, I mean, this is going to be our greatest Nightly Pop episode ever.
I think so.
I feel it. I feel it.
Okay, last night, Carrie Underwood won the ACM's Entertainer of the Year Award, but she accidentally committed the ultimate award show foul, and afterwards, she owned up to it. Check it out.
First, I want to say that I'm a dummy for not mentioning my husband or children in my acceptance speech. You would think after this many years and seeing other people do speeches and give some of my own, I would think of people that are important to me. So I'm sorry. But I do love my children and my husband.
Is this ever excusable to you guys, or would you be pissed if your spouse forgot to thank you?
I mean, she's had a ton of acceptance speeches at this point, and this is the thing. The people that you see every day, I think sometimes it's you forget because you see them so much, so you start, your mind goes other places. But normally, you know, I feel like it's you thank God, you thank your partner, you thank your kids, like that's usually the routine. So, you know, I can understand why she's beating herself up a little bit.
Yeah, I can understand that as well. Hunter, what do you think?
I just don't like this double standard. I don't like that we're all willing to forgive Carrie Underwood for forgetting her family, but if a man went on stage and did it, there'd be no forgiveness. He would be crucified.
I think we'd give him a little more. I do think if it was a man, Hunter has a point. I think you and I, Nina, would be like, he didn't even thank his woman and his kids who support him through all of the shit. I think that he has a little bit of a point.
I don't think so. I just, if it's someone just as seasoned as she is, if it was the first award, for sure. But if she's gotten like 20 of these things, so
yeah, she's thanked them enough.
Who's gotten as many.
So if you had a husband, what would happen? He comes off stage.
I wouldn't be pissed. I really wouldn't. Like I understand like that, the moment, just being caught up in the moment. I honestly really wouldn't be mad.
Oh, I don't know about that. I think you'd be a little like, I'm not mad. I'm kind of mad. I'd be a little peeved. All right, and get ready for more words of wisdom from Gwyneth Paltrow. We love her. Now she's going to help you get rid of those wrinkles. She's partnered with Zoomin, an anti-wrinkle injectable she began using a few years ago, quote, a few years ago. So, are we okay with normally organic Goopstar pushing injectables? Guys, what are your hard-hitting thoughts on this? I know you have a lot of them.
I read what she said, and she said, for me, beauty is about deepening happiness versus trying to chase youth. And I think she said this as she was sprinting after her youth. This, I think, it's kind of just like, who are you trying to be? Say it's not about trying to look younger. It's anti-wrinkle. Wrinkles only indicate one thing, and that is age and stress.
Nina, what do you think about your fave girl, huh?
I mean, I feel like she's been doing this. I think she's just now letting people in on what she was doing. Yeah. So I don't feel like this is anything new. I'm just glad she's being honest about it so that, you know, when regular women look at her, they don't have these unrealistic expectations and think this is just a natural aging process. Like, keep it a buck with people. So I'm fine with it. Be honest about it. Do whatever you want to do.
Yeah, I love it. I'm going to zoom in the second this kid comes out for days. I cannot wait. She does a natural Botox look. I like like it. Things still move, but not as much as they right. should, which is all I really want to achieve. And part three of the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills reunion, I just watched the finale, was the hot mess we all wanted and then some. Lisa Rinna put Denise on blast over Brandy. Their deteriorating friendship, and even this what the f*** moment.
You know, I go back to when she was friends with Heather Locklear.
I actually wasn't, Lisa, and you know that. To bring that up, I mean, really? She was friends with my ex-husband. Come on.
Well, you calling me a bad friend, I guess it's like...
Now you're grasping at straws, really?
Maybe, maybe.
I don't understand the Heather Locklear reference.
Well, she's insinuating that I'm such a bad friend, and I think that...
I'm not insinuating you're a bad friend, Lisa.
You are.
I am not.
Can you clue me in about the Heather Locklear thing? I'm sorry to keep bringing it up, but I'm kind of interested.
You know. I mean...
Don't.
Lisa, that
just
is
just Google
low.
It. Just Google it. Google
okay.
it.
All right.
Okay, Hunter, how, I mean, Nina and I know the whole deal about this. I was so surprised Andy didn't. Were you clueless,
Andy
Hunter?
Knew.
You have no idea.
Andy knew he was being messy.
He was, okay, so here's the thing. Usually you can tell when Andy is being really messy. In this instance, I was like, he did seem really, acted through that. Okay, so I was totally like, he totally doesn't know what happened. I'm like, but there's no way. There's no way he doesn't know.
No, he was just playing dumb because he wanted Lisa to say. If people don't know, back in the day, Denise yes. Richards and Heather Locklear were friends, even though Denise is saying they weren't. If you're hanging out as a couple and the wives become friends or friendly, you're cool. And so when Heather got divorced, the rumor, or actually it happened, is that Denise started dating Heather's ex-husband publicly.
Ooh,
like,
nope.
You know, they both got divorced. It's like two couples hanging out, and then the both couples break up, and then the spouses of each other start dating. So that's
not
really
cool.
What happened, and Heather Locklear was really crushed by it. So
not
that's
cool.
Really what Lisa was referring.
Hunter, jump in anytime about your Housewives facts.
Yeah, I don't like that Rinna's bringing this up. I'm going to be straight up with you guys. I feel like just with what happened this season, we all kind of know the story. And this feels like it's just low blow after low blow. And eventually we're hitting bedrock. You know, you can only go so low.
Yeah,
this is the thing. So two things can be true. Denise can be a horrible friend, and so can Lisa. So Lisa bringing up the fact that Denise messed around with her friend's man doesn't negate the fact that Lisa still wasn't a good friend to Denise. Like, whatever Denise did with Heather Locklear has nothing to do with Lisa Rinna's relationship with Denise. So, you know, even though it could be two things are true, still Lisa wasn't the best friend to Denise.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Well said. We tied that up in a bow very nicely. Thank you, Nina.
I love that.
All right. Lori Loughlin's life behind bars has been revealed, you guys. She got her preferred prison in Victorville approved, and here are some of the prison perks. Are you excited? The infuriating looks I'm getting. She'll be taking classes like ceramics, calligraphy, and low-impact aerobics. She will also have vocational training for things she'll never use, like solar panel installation, okay? Horticulture, i.e. gardening, and waste management. But the worst news, visitors are banned from wearing jeggings. Tough break.
Interesting.
Low impact.
Tossing at the end.
Yeah.
But no jeggings. I mean, I get it. You don't want to, you could sneak anything in a good pair of jeggings. Victorville, so apparently she like petitioned for Victorville, which it's a beautiful time of year to be in Victorville, so I get it. But it's like, I don't get why she's waiting until November to get into the prison. Like, she's got to check it in a month. I don't know. I just want to get it over.
I agree with you. I read that. But my understanding was that she just has to surrender by then. She could surrender any point before that. But also, I would agree with you because she has Thanksgiving. Why wouldn't she go now?
She's going to, but I think she's going to get out early anyway. You know, I think Felicity Huffman got out super early. She's going to get in there. She's going to start one horticulture class, and then they're going to come in the class and be like, Lori, get your
Do you think Lori's going to be bummed? Lori's going to be like, oh, I didn't even get to learn how to install solar panels yet. Can I wait another week, 2 weeks, please?
Solar panels.
We'll teach her how to row.
Okay, up next, the millionaire's proposal completely backfires, plus pets need sex too, and now there's an app for that.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Guess what? We are back, and our lives wouldn't be complete without a Marrying Millions update. Every week there's a teachable moment, and last night's episode taught us never break tradition.
My age is not that easy to do this on one knee, but will you marry me?
Are you serious? Would you? Yes. You didn't talk to my dad, right?
No. But let me explain.
You didn't ask my dad?
No, I'm a grown man, honey. I will call him, I'll tell
him. He's not gonna be okay with this.
Honey.
Just the complete opposite of how you do things where I grew up. It just seems like a real stab to me and to my family.
I'm 69 years old. I'm not asking anybody permission of what I can do, what I can't do.
I mean, I'm older than her dad. He's probably older than her dad. He could be her dad's dad.
It was obviously important to her. He should have asked.
I think this is an old school tradition.
Oh, I'd be pissed. If Jordan didn't ask my dad, I would not be okay with that.
It might be an old school tradition, but if anybody should be into old school traditions, it should be the old ass guy who's proposing to the preteen. He should have to go down the lineage and make sure that everybody's in line with this decision. Like,
totally.
I don't know. He should be willing to give her, like, a plot of land to her family, whatever they used to do in, like, medieval times in exchange for the bride's hand. When rights were a little different for women, when you asked the father, it actually meant something. It was like, if he says no, you couldn't have it. Nowadays, it's more of like a chivalrous thing. It's like, she's making her own decision regardless. But you still want to just do it to be nice.
I think so.
I think you do it in a relationship that is real love. These people in this situation, everything is fake about it. She doesn't love this man, and that's obvious. Like, this is a show about dating a millionaire. So none of this is like the real deal. So I don't know why you would go through a real tradition when the relationship isn't real to begin with. They're not going to be together more than a year or two.
Mm-hmm. Okay, time to check in on the latest season of Super Nanny. And since I'm having a baby and you guys are obviously the godparents, as we have decided, maybe she can give us some pointers. Apparently, when it comes to healthy eating, Joe believes in tough love.
Dinner's ready.
I want chicken nuggets.
Well, this is what we're going to have right now.
That's tonight. This is tonight's menu.
These kids just need to eat the healthier food when mom and dad cook it for them.
Keep going.
Rose, you need to eat some vegetables, please. Don't take it out your mouth.
Okay. Well, I know, honey.
I know. What did you just do?
I know.
You make it look like
I know.
We're the bad cops. Dom and I are now the bad cops. This is about if I make enough of a fuss, you might just go back to this.
I mean, what do you guys think? Is this too harsh of an approach, or would you be cool with having a chicken nugget thrown at you? I'm just going to ask that because it's there. Why not? Throw it in there.
I'm so excited to be the bad cop parent. Like, I don't care if my kid does not want to eat vegetables. I'll learn proper ways to try and make them eat vegetables. I'm so not. There are so many people.
He is gluten-free, egg skilleting every morning, the healthiest eater I know. He told me to get on a meal plan during my pregnancy, and now he's trying to bust this bullshit.
That lines up. This is exact. Yeah, I'm strict. I want my kids to eat healthy. I'm going to make sure that they're getting some good chicken in there, some good veggies. I'm not going to let my kid dictate what I give them. They're a child. They have no choice.
I agree with Hunter on this. Like, there were things I didn't like. Like, I don't like mayonnaise. I don't like onions. But I would still have to eat the food. There was no way, like, I wasn't eating the meal and there wasn't any discussion. It was just, this is what's for dinner. It wasn't no playing around and moving things around and crying at the table. Like, that's the parents' fault. Like, you gotta be able to have some type of discipline. So I would have been throwing chicken nuggets too.
Agreed. I think that, whatever you're making, your kids are eating. I had the same exact upbringing. We had dinner every night at 7 o'clock. My mom made food every single night. I had to eat it.
My dad had a lot of fish sticks. Fish sticks, I think, were our main protein at my dad's house.
Okay, get this. There's a new dating site that not even Hunter is allowed to find love on. It's devastating.
What?
It's called Pinder, which is basically Tinder for pets. It can be used for dog breeding or playdates, and owners can potentially make friends, too. That's fun. Do we think people will lie to get their pets' matches?
Oh, like they do on dating apps.
Cute. I kind of love this because I feel like there are a lot of people who, especially with the quarantine happening, a lot of people have moved into new areas and they have pets and they want to have little play dates for their pets. It's like their kids, like they want them to have friends. So this could be cute.
Yeah, it is interesting to me that like it has the potential for dating because you'll meet somebody who's as obsessed with their pets as you are. So if that's your thing,
I love it.
This is your place to go.
I love it too. It's so cute. I let the doggies meet, and they have pigs too, and all sorts of fun things.
Would you put Olive and Baguette on here, Morgan?
Yes, of course I would. I would have to lie about Baguette's behavior because she's got some emotional issues. But other than that, Olive would soar. Anyway, a bride is pissed after receiving what she feels is a wedding gift. She publicly trashed a friend who gave her a basket full of junk food and candy. The bride wrote, "I lost out on $200 covering you and your date's plate and got Fluffy Whip and Sour Patch Kids in return." What's Fluffy Whip?
It's good.
Yum?
It's
okay,
so good.
The cravings here. I'm having cod. I'm having marshmallow whip. All right. I mean, do we think she's being a bitch? What do you guys think about this?
Yeah, she's being a bitch.
She's being a bitch.
Listen, we've all gotten gifts that we didn't necessarily love, right? But I do like that the person had a picnic basket. They put all these fun snacks in it. Like, it is something that they tried to do, and maybe they just didn't have the money to get her this thing. You know what I mean?
It's
like,
a thought.
Sometimes you're not going to love the gifts people give you, but you don't, unless they've asked you, hey, did you love this thing? You know, and even then, say yes. Like, what's the big deal?
Right. Right. Agreed.
Yeah. Someone said that I thought this comment was really, really funny. They said, if you can't afford $100 a plate for your guests and need to be reimbursed with gifts, because that's what she kind of said. She's like, she literally said weddings are an opportunity to kind of like prepare for your future with the right gifts and the right money and everything. Mm-hmm. And so I said, if you can't afford it, then don't have a wedding where it's $100 per person. That, you know, go
that,
cheap.
That's where we at.
Also, Sour Patch Kids, great gift. Always, no matter
great
what.
Gift.
Listen, there's
great
somebody gift. That would have loved that gift. I think if anything, this says more about the bride than it does the guest.
You know what? Listen, at the end of the day, you invite people to your wedding because you love them and they're your friends, not for the gift you're going to get.
Right. The more you know.
All right, we have to take another break, but coming up, an open marriage gone wrong. Welcome back. The Emmys are this Sunday, so to prepare ourselves, I have a little game. It's very exciting. We'll watch awkward situations from our favorite nominated shows and see how we would handle them. Oh, I can't wait to read it. It's time for Mo Emmys, Mo Problems. Okay, Laura Dern, she's nominated for playing Renata on Big Little Lies, and this big meltdown was one of the most talked about of the season. She had learned her lying, cheating husband had secretly lost all of their money.
Just stop being dramatic and dry, please. I said I'm blaming you.
What? You lost my money.
I didn't say
nothing happened. Oh, my God. Damn it.
Okay, that would have been my reaction. Number one, would you guys have turned around and gone back?
No.
No way.
Nina would have gone back and ran him over. That's all she would have gone back to do.
I actually have kicked somebody out of my car before, and I did not go back.
Oh, my God. Nina is pulling out all the relationship dysfunction this week. Yesterday, it was throwing the clothes out casually. Today, it's like I'm kicking this motherfucker. Not going back for him in the middle of the desert. He might still be there. All right, next up, Tom and Shiv on HBO's Succession have a complicated relationship. By complicated, I mean they have an open marriage because Shiv likes other guys a lot.
Full disclosure, I am in a relationship, but it's an open relationship. It sounds bohemian and complicated, but actually it's pretty simple.
How was your weekend?
Me?
Yeah, anything to report?
Do you want to know?
I don't. Maybe later.
He's my heart breaks for him like every f***ing episode. Okay, if you guys were in an open marriage, would you guys want to think about this? Would you want to know the detail of what goes on or not?
I don't know if I could do it because I don't want to know. But even worse than knowing is not knowing. Did my partner have sex with someone 2 days ago?
Right.
What a mind f-
I actually know people that are in an open relationship and it works beautifully for them. For me, it would be murder, murder, kill, kill. Like, if you need anything open, I don't even want you having an open door. So, nothing open.
Yeah, yeah, cheating, open relationship, blurred line. Anyway, now on to Insecure. It is up for best comedy, but would you guys find this situation funny? Longtime exes Issa and Lawrence were considering getting back together, but then he drops this bomb.
Condola came over last night.
I'm pregnant.
When did this happen?
It was before me and you.
So this means you're getting back with her?
No. No. I told you, I want to be with you.
This killed me. But is this a deal breaker for you guys, or would you stay with the person? Now, Hunter, to give you background, they have been on and off for a long time.
As soon as they were about to get back together, the break baby happened.
The break baby. Oh, from all the babies to have, the break baby's not a good one.
We better hashtag break baby on our next caption. Thank you. Is this a deal breaker? This is complex. Would you guys stay or leave?
It might be a little bit different, like, guy to woman. Like, I feel like there is a difference in how that would play out. Like, I would have to watch her get pregnant for the next however many months, and then I'd have to probably go to the hospital with her and have this other man's baby.
Yeah.
Right. No. And it would be tough.
You know, I know several people that this has actually happened to, but the one thing I will say is if she still wants to be with the guy, it's like a hellish situation. Condola, to me, still wants to be with Lawrence. And in this situation, I think it's going to be really bad for Issa. And Issa on the show has another guy who is single and available and handsome who wants to be with her. I think she needs to let Lawrence go. She needs to let this go. It's time for it to end.
We shall see. I cannot wait. Unfortunately, that was the best episode ever, but we are out of time. But keep it right here on E! All weekend, because we are all about the Emmys, you guys. Starting Friday night with our Inside Guide, then Saturday with Daily Pop's live Emmy special. Can you believe it? And our Sunday coverage kicks off with E!'s Countdown show. Nina will be on it. But whatever you do, do not miss Nightly Pop's Emmy After Party.
Yes.
It will be all three of us. We'll see you then. Bye.